You guys, Survivor is back, season 35 on AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Everybody, welcome. We are back. Survivor, here we go. Season 35 on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much for joining us and being here for this epic season. It's going to be incredible. My amazing co-hosts are back for this season. Dom is gone tonight, but Shuli will be back as well. It's all of us, all four. You guys, let them know where they can find you. What's been going on?
Yeah, what's up, everybody? So excited to be back. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike.
I am Mike Rippey. It is good to be back with you guys. I've missed you guys. You can find me on social media at Mike Ripps, MikeRipps.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. I'm here with the Mikes tonight. I love it.
Yeah.
You guys, this is going to be a great season. We're super excited about it. There's lots of changes going on. A lot of the stuff that is the same that we love and know is going to be there. Mm-hmm. I just love when Survivor comes back. It's like such a fun, like, feeling for weeks. I'm like, oh my gosh, Survivor's coming back. It's like my show.
It's like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
And
really
I just
is.
Need to say this just to get it out of the way, but I'm really excited to join you guys for a first show for this season because I wasn't able to do that last season. And I'm so excited to be working with you now.
It's great to sit next to you.
Yes, because really Timothy excited. Joined a couple weeks in last yes. time, and we were so happy to have him as an addition to the panel. And now he's just permanent.
Yes,
he's permanent with us.
Fan favorite.
Fan favorite. Yeah, you guys really liked him, so we're like, all right, I guess.
I'll just keep him.
I guess.
I wasn't voted off the island, guys. Thanks to you.
Survive.
Well, we'll see what happens this season, okay? Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Nice.
Anyways, everybody, shout out to everybody joining us in the live chat. Make sure to comment and let us know what's going on and give us a like if you haven't already. So this season, you guys, 35, heroes versus hustlers versus healers. First, like, what is your overall take on just the theme? I know we, like, touched on it a little bit last season, but what are we thinking overall now that we've seen the first episode?
Well, I'll start off. I like that they're doing a different type of mm-hmm. theme, which actually made me think to ask you a question quickly. And you guys in the live chat out there, if you were going to be on this season of Survivor, would you put yourself in the hero, the hustlers, or the healers group?
Hustler. 100%.
Hustlers. I think so,
I don't
too.
Know how to yeah. save anybody, and I'm yeah. definitely not a hero.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
You guys, we're from L.A. We're all hustlers of Los Angeles. Yeah, right, yeah.
I think we relate the most to... what's her name? Allie, the celebrity assistant. Like, she's like one of those assistants in Hollywood hustling, going after
that
it, you
does
know?
Everything that needs to be
right,
done.
Right. That's yeah. like a lot of us around here, just mm-hmm. like hustlers running around doing everything. I think, like you said about the different tribes, like, I think it's kind of a cool take that they did this time because I feel like we're so often kind of judged and perceived like based on what we do and like based on our profession. It's like they don't know these people obviously, and like the first thing they're doing is basing them off of like it's all based on their professions. Mm-hmm. So I think that's like an interesting take to do for once.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, when I first saw the preview last season at the reunion, I was a little disappointed. I didn't know how this was going to play out. But mm-hmm. after this first episode, I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
Do we think, just on first take, do we think that there's a couple people maybe misplaced?
That's a great question. I was going to bring that up next. Yeah, I do. For starters, I mean, some people might think that this is wrong, but Alan being a hero rather than a hustler. I mean, football players in America are heroes. They are gods. But I feel like... First of all, I don't think it compares to, like, a Marine in a hero sense. No. And also, he's a hustler. Like, he's worked his ass off to be an NFL player. Like, he hustled for that. I think right. that should have been switched.
And I just want to point out that Rourke on Healer's team, she's a social worker. And I would assume mm-hmm. that would be a
Could
hero.
Be a hero.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that was the one that stood out to me, personally. What about you, Michael?
I think you both make good choices. I would have said Alan, too. Because, I mean mm-hmm. playing in the NFL is an amazing accomplishment.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe more of a hustler.
Right.
Than a hero, per se. But, you know, obviously they have to mix up the tribes in some form. It'll be interesting as it goes along and we get to know everyone a little bit more if we find that they actually should have been in other tribes even more so.
Absolutely, yeah. And speaking of that, let's just go over who's on what tribe. So we have the Soko tribe, which is healers. And on that we have Cole, who right away is kind of like the brawn of the team. Everybody thinks he's gorgeous, blonde hair, blue eyed. He's a wilderness therapy guide, mm-hmm. which was very interesting. Honestly, I guess I didn't know what that was, and I was like trying to look it up. What does this guy actually do? But I think that the way he described it, because I was like, how is that a healer? But he said that he like you know, takes a, people that were struggling with addiction and things like that and, like, brings them through nature and, like, kind of brings them back to their self, like, themselves and basically opens their eyes. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
And immediately Jessica calls him Tarzan, right? Yeah. Says, like, he's Tarzan. She's immediately smitten with him. So mm-hmm. that's something, even with the previews for next week, we're going to have to watch to see if there's a romance developing.
And ooh. I just want to point out that Cole, being a wilderness therapy guy, I mean, clearly he has skills that he's probably developed in the wilderness. Absolutely. So I'm sure.
Going to help him.
Exactly. Going to help him and going to help his team. So, I mean, that would alone would just make me want to keep him around.
Absolutely.
A little longer, because I'm sure if they didn't win the first challenge, which we'll obviously talk about, mm-hmm. That he could have made fire all on his own without even, without even having fire.
Also, when they're on the boat and it's like, who can swim? He's like, me. Like, well.
Also talking about that, was a great part of tonight's episode, because I hope that they could all swim, right. Which is what I said right when she asked that.
We hope
swim.
So.
Hopefully you could all swim if you have to jump off the boat.
Otherwise, you gotta go. You gotta go. And then we have, speaking of Jessica, who is a nurse from Missouri. She's 29. How did you say the next girl? Rourke?
Rourke.
I've never heard that name before.
Me neither.
Interesting.
Very unique.
Yeah, she's a social worker, 27. Joe's a probation officer. He's 34. We see a little lip from him right away. Mm-hmm. He's kind of intense.
Comes off as extremely confident. Mm-hmm. Maybe you would say too confident immediately.
He is reminding me of Tony a little bit.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Also, that might have been another thing that I saw when they said, oh, he's a probation officer. I'm like, he's a healer. Like, I'm thinking doctors, surgeons. Like, but he kind of explained it as, I reform people's lives.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Mike, a urologist, he is a character. I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with this season.
And moving back to your question earlier in our recap, you asked if people were misplaced. I do remember you saying that he maybe was a hero for
his
role.
He's a sex doctor.
So.
He fixes people, you guys.
He fixes people's nether regions.
Yes,
so,
which
yes,
needs to be fixed sometimes. So I think he's helping a lot of people out there. And he's 43, so he's by far the oldest one on the Healers Tribe. Mm-hmm. And then we have Desiree. They call her Desi. She's a physical therapist. We didn't see really much of her.
No.
And we kind of commented on that she maybe made one comment the whole time. So that's a pretty good tribe that we got right there. And they ended up being first on the boat, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They were first.
Yes. Yeah, Healers won number one. So right away, right off the bat, they did, like, you know, they were working together as a team.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of the boat, not to cut us off where we are, but... and what do you guys think out there? But if we're on the boat and then Jeff says, all right, go.
Yeah.
We saw that people are just throwing things. It doesn't matter where, in the water, not really under control, and then just jumping off. I mean, should there be a better strategy there, a better plan than just throwing things into the water?
Oh, absolutely. And also the fruit, it's not even like it's together in a pack. It's just like one fruit by one fruit. Like, here's an apple, here's a pear. Like,
yeah.
Right, because I was surprised we didn't see like a hashtag shipwrecked, because when you looked, by the time they'd all jumped over, there was just things scattered everywhere.
He's like, there's no plan at all here. Fruits everywhere.
Yeah, I think that last season they had a little bit more of a strategy with that, because they were taking bigger objects and placing the fruit in the bigger objects and then throwing it overboard. I'm just glad that they didn't have chickens this time, because they literally threw the chickens overboard last season, and I was like, the chickens! And then they were like, save the chickens!
Where's Ty when you need him? A question about that, this is something I was thinking about as they were paddling back, because obviously, we'll get into it, but like they had to get back to the land first to light the fire. Uh-huh. So my question was, clearly the Hustlers were very far behind. So it doesn't take that long to like go up and light the fire. So with the Healers and the Heroes being so far ahead, do you guys think, being on the Hustler tribe, you would have said, hey, you guys, let's stay back and just literally collect all of this food that's in the water that's floating here? You would get ahead that way, because all that's going to be useful.
And that's why Paige needs to be a part of Survivor, CBS.
Come on! Right. Let's go!
It's really, really good. I didn't even think about that, but you're so right. Actually, like... if you already were going to lose,
they
were
very far behind.
And they couldn't even figure out which way to steer the boat.
Yeah.
Jeff asked them, are you going the wrong way? So.
Yeah, he's so like, they don't even know what show they're on.
But then at the same time, I'm thinking, doesn't Survivor have rules where as soon as you get into the water and Jeff says go, you have to get on the boat and then get to the beach? Like, you can't collect food anymore?
So
I thought it was just getting off the boat. He said, you guys got to jump off the boat by now. But did he ever, like, I mean, maybe it's a rule.
Maybe it's a rule.
But I feel like, I mean, and also I feel like it'd be kind of hard, because some tribe members would be like, no, we have to give it everything, like, give it a shot. But you got to come to a point where you're thinking, hey, we can get ahead this way and literally collect all this food that's left over.
I just love how the Healers were number one, because they said it during the show that they communicate very well with each other, because that's what they do for a living. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Hustlers, I mean, if you guys are Hustlers, your number one priority is yourself. That's why you're a Hustler, because you're trying to make it pie day by day. So... it didn't surprise me that they were all discombobulated.
That's right. And there's no I in team, and we really saw that in tonight's episode.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah. And speaking of the Hustlers, I noticed that they're all early 20s, everybody, mm-hmm. aside from Lauren, who is the fisherman. She's 35. Let's break them down. So we have Devin, who's a surf instructor, 23. He is great. We like him, I think. Patrick, small business owner, 24. Don't remember seeing much about him.
No. He's the redhead.
Yeah. He's the redhead.
He's the redhead.
Okay. Allie is a celebrity assistant, which we touched on before, 24. She said she works for a YouTuber.
Beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. Lauren's a fisherman, 35. So she's by far the oldest one. Everybody else is literally 23, 24, 20, or 25. And then Ryan's the bellhop.
Yep.
125 pounds.
Soaking wet.
No girlfriend.
No one's trying to get in his pants besides that idol.
He doesn't drink.
Yeah. And then we got Simone, who is a diversity advocate.
Another of the people we barely got to see.
Yeah. And then going into the Heroes tribe, Ben is a Marine. He's 34. We heard from him first, I think, on the boat. He kind of said, you know, I do this for a living. I don't like to look at myself as a hero, but clearly he is. And then we have the confrontational Allen, NFL player, 31. Mike, do you know what teams he played on?
I was trying to figure it out.
He bounced around.
He said he had a 9-year career. Yeah. So yeah. I was in the league for a while. I couldn't figure it out.
I think he bounced around.
I didn't want to look to see, Google it. But, he must have. I mean, in the NFL, mostly.
I think the last team was, the Cardinals or something.
It's possible, yeah.
But
next time I'm on.
He's young. Yeah, he's 30, 31.
He's immediately a character, though. I mean, he's creating... I don't know what, but we'll
absolutely.
Talk about it.
Yeah. And then we have JP, and I guess if we're grouping them together as a power couple, Ashley. JP's a firefighter, and Ashley's a lifeguard.
So can you say power couple? I know.
And then we have Chrissy, who's an actuary. She's 46, and Katrina, who is an Olympian, which was never mentioned. And everybody was saying that Katrina and Chrissy were just the mom group. I mean, they're both 46-year-old women, but I thought that we didn't get to see enough of Katrina that I would have liked.
No. Agreed.
We did not.
No.
So
not to interrupt, going back to Ryan, because right at the start, when mm-hmm. everybody was jumping off the ship, mm-hmm. Ryan was the one person that recognized the secret advantage.
Yes.
So Ryan did get the advantage in the supplies, and nobody even saw that he even picked it up. So I'm wondering where everybody, the boat looked empty. So I guess everybody was already jumping in. Good for him that he found that right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, so just before we get into, tonight's episode going further, I thought it was interesting, before the season started, Jeff said that he had the most faith in the Hustlers. Mm-hmm. He said, basically, they're the closest personification of what a survivor player has to do. So he's like, I'm also interested to see the heroes who are always put on a pedestal and the healers who put everybody else first. Mm-hmm. But he did say that he thought the Hustlers were going to do the best, and right off the bat, they seem to be the worst.
Well, right off the bat, I do have to speak a little bit for Dominique here, because she always says that Jeff is the shadiest.
Oh yeah,
one
he throws shade.
Of all. And I just have to give it to Jeff when the Hustlers were rowing every kind of which way, and he was like, "Well, they need to figure out what show they're on and all this stuff." I was living for Jeff during that time because he's literally the shadiest of all. So shout out to Dominique, who will be here next week.
Jeff will never get old.
And so to go back to what mm-hmm. the teams Allen played on, by the way. Thank you, Eric, in the chat for telling us. Giants, Texans, Jaguars, Bears, Cardinals.
Wow, so
he bounced around.
But 9 years in the NFL, good for Allen.
Thanks,
yeah.
Eric.
But, shout out to Dominique, too.
Yeah, we miss her for sure. So I guess, let's get into a couple of the relationships that we saw right off the bat from tonight. First of all, obviously, JP and Ashley. Mm-hmm. And we saw a lot of, first of all, idle chatter. And then also talking about them being a power couple and how, they're together right off the bat. And it's always so interesting how the editing has played out, because right away we're like, they've been here 5 seconds, everybody chill. But I mean, maybe it's been 3 days at this point. Who really knows? But did you guys think that Ashley and JP showed any signs of being a power couple up until then? They were getting along as friends.
Yeah.
Does that mean they're a power couple?
Male, female, maybe similar ages. Mm-hmm. But.
Well, let's break it down. Allen was the one that was saying this. And we already know that we can't really trust Allen's opinion.
Well, because they were going to have a foursome right off the bat, which was Allen, JP, Ben, and Ashley. And there was nothing wrong with that foursome.
And Ben didn't see anything wrong with JP and Ashley, mm-hmm. but Allen did.
It seemed like Allen was maybe calculated. I can't tell if he's confident, crazy, or calculated.
Mm. Well, like you said, he's not confident. He's crazy, Michael.
I don't think he's very calculated. I think he was playing completely off of speculation and just completely off of, you know, he's feeding into this whole, oh my gosh, I'm on Survivor, I'm on an island. And then, like, he just kind of went crazy, honestly.
No, I agree.
I agree, but I kind of feel like he was doing it to an overboard extent on purpose.
You
like,
do?
He was kind of owning that he was going to do this kind of crazy thing. I mean, he made JP take his pants down.
So what do you think was the point of that? Why was he trying to do this?
Well, I think he's a little cuckoo.
Right.
Right.
See, I think I have to disagree with Mike because I think just the look in his eyes, like these crazy look in his eyes that he had, especially during that nighttime scene, and I don't know if the cameras because of the night vision enhanced that, but oh, he looks like these crazy eyes, and it's like, I think that he's doing it because that's who he is as a person. Yes. He's just this naturally paranoid person. And if we learned anything out of all of the 35 seasons of Survivor, you cannot be paranoid, especially this early.
Oh, my gosh.
He's definitely paranoid. I think that I agree. He's definitely paranoid mm-hmm. as a person, but I think he might be playing it up a little on his own mm-hmm. because he also recognizes there's TVs.
Every single person in the live chat has said, he's crazy, he's off his rocker. So until somebody tells me otherwise, we're going to go with the theory that he's crazy.
Agreed.
He's crazy.
I thought those were interesting. But Mike, you also brought up that, you know, maybe being a paranoid like this, okay, whatever. But the fact that they hadn't even lost yet. It would be one thing if he was looking for this idol after they had lost a challenge and he was trying to figure out what was going on. It was days before, maybe, that they even played the challenge that he went this crazy.
But he wasn't even looking for the idol. He was looking for the idol off of somebody else. Like, if you are that paranoid about where the
idol
look
is, for the
then
go idol.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, come on.
It was quick.
Yeah.
But he's not the only one on tonight's episode that was acting like that, because when we get to Joe,
mm-hmm.
on the
we get
side,
to Joe.
When we get to Joe, I mean.
Yeah, so Joe, basically, he was very intense because Mike goes to look for the idol. And honestly, he was rude to Mike about it, too. Like,
it was a little abrasive.
Yeah, he's like, just so you know, we are all aware that you're looking for the idol. And Mike's like, oh, okay. Like, what did you guys think of the way that he approached that situation?
I thought it was uncalled for, mm-hmm. and I think it's a little, like I said about Alan, it's a little too early in the game to be putting yourself out there like this, because you don't know where Mike is going to go. You don't know what alliances Mike is going to be part of, and as soon as you rub Mike the wrong way, mm-hmm. Mike is going to go back to his alliance and mm-hmm. be like, Joe is a little off his rocker. Like, pointing out what's in your pocket and it's just a rope, and then he's like, what's in the other pocket? He's just like, it's just a rope again. Like, come on, you guys.
Also, it didn't really seem like Mike was looking that in depth for the idol. Like, he was kind of just like on the sand, like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna look everywhere. And then he comes out yelling at him. And also, everybody back at camp, he had said something and they're like, no, he just went to get firewood. Like, he's right over there, it's okay. And then he kind of approached him in this like alpha male thing, and I didn't like
it. He comes off clearly as too confident. Because even if you are, it almost feels false. Because if you're that confident, you don't have to show it and talk about it like the same way. Also, pick up your pants.
Yeah.
It's not even that it's national TV. If it wasn't national TV, it was pick up your pants. You're like,
not 1999.
Or just take them off like everybody else does. I mean, pick one.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on. Yeah, you can just go in the underwear. That's fine. But, but both hanging down like that, I don't know.
Yeah. At one point, he also mentions all my victims.
Oh, yeah.
He says that he wants to be the manipulator of this season. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we see right away people that do that. I mean, it either goes one of two ways.
Who's more nuts, Joe or Alan?
Oh. Alan. Oh. Alan, by far, Alan.
I think they're both pretty
it's
equal.
It's a pretty good one. I mean,
I would say Alan only because I feel like we saw a little bit more of his craziness.
Yeah.
Because his tribe went to, or his... Yeah, they went to tribal council.
I'm glad Davey Elmer pointed this out in the chat, because I literally wrote down the same thing. Joe is a bully, and that's one thing that I can't say about Alan. Yes, Alan is paranoid, but he didn't try to bully anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel bad for Mike, too, because he was like, oh, no, you know, if everybody thinks that this is what's going on, you know, he was like, perception is 90% of reality. And he's like, I can't let them be perceived like this. And I'm like, Mike, it's okay. We like you a lot.
I also enjoyed the fact that the reason he went to go find an idol is because his 10-year-old son told him that's what he should do.
Yeah.
It's really nice moment.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go look for an idol. And also we see on the Hustlers tribe that, so basically we get more information on the super idol, mm-hmm. which Ryan, well, so the advantage that he found is a super idol. So basically we found out that this can be played after the votes are read, but it has to be used at the first tribal. And if you don't use it, you can send it to whoever you want secretly.
Yeah. Do we like this as a group? Do we like this?
I just need to say that once I think that Survivor can't do anything new, they come out with something like this. And I was a really big fan of this.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Paige, because I can tell by your facial expression that you might not be. But I really enjoyed it. The fact that you, because I always feel bad for the person that goes home first, because they didn't get a chance to get their foot in the water. They didn't get a chance to make these alliances and to switch around the power like that to, you know, save somebody who was going to get voted off. And then them not get voted off, that switches the power around so much. And I really enjoyed that twist.
But like 9 out of 10 times, that idol is going to be useless. 9 out of 10 times, it's not going to be used. As we saw tonight. First of all, the person that found it couldn't use it. He had to give it to somebody else. That person didn't use it. You know what I mean? I feel like it'd be very hard and maybe just not the best idea to use it on the first night, as we saw that Chrissy didn't end up using it.
So I'm going to fall somewhere in between. I don't think it was amazing. I don't think it was pointless, as some people in the chat are saying, because I don't think we totally are sure exactly. It hasn't run its course as far as no one knows that Chrissy had that and didn't use that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that comes into play. Maybe when they merge, if Ryan is still in the game with Chrissy, that will help them. That might form an alliance that helps them further in the game. So it might have some point in the game. I think the execution, no matter what, could have been better as far as CBS showing us how it played out. Mm-hmm. Because they essentially just show us it getting to Chrissy in a bag, but we don't really know how it travels from Ryan to Chrissy, why Ryan chose Chrissy, or anything.
Right,
Give us a little bit more so that we have an idea between there.
It literally just, and I turned to Mike when we were watching, I was like, it's magic. Because I was like, it literally just showed up in her bag. And I was like, was it really Ryan that made that decision, or was it the producers? And if it was the producers, that takes a little bit of credit away from Survivor as a game and as a show, because they never really have a foot, as far as we know.
I 100% agree with you guys, because it's like, it would have been really helpful and insightful to see why Ryan chose her. Like, he didn't know her.
Right.
Does he even know her name? They jumped off a boat and then went their separate ways. Well, how do they even know each other?
And at least if they would have given us, I don't know how you could do it because they're out in the wild, but give us like 5 seconds where we hear or find out why Ryan chose how he chose or something.
Like, I bet he maybe had a conversation with the producers, like, all right, so who's on the bottom, I guess.
I mean, the only saving grace that I can find in that is that after they didn't lose, and he knew he had to pass it off to somebody, he said something like, I guess I'm going to have to find out who would be the underdog. I'm using the wrong words. Or the minority. That's what he said. But I don't know exactly how he figured out that Chrissy and Katrina.
I was going to say, here's a thought. Maybe because Chrissy ended up puking, he was like, she's definitely on the bottom.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I felt bad for her in that moment, too.
Totally. And then Ryan tells his new best friend, Devin, that he found the idol. And basically, I mean, at first I'm like, do you really want to be telling somebody right away? But it seemed like they really did have like the same mindset, and they really were in it together.
I think he was trying to form a friendship that maybe could help him.
Yeah, and I mean, Devin seems like a trustworthy, loyal guy.
Seems that way. Seems is the key word here.
Yeah.
And I think
you never know.
I know, you never know, and that's why you shouldn't have told him. If you're not 100% confident, don't blow up your game.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I look at it and I go, well, it's just for the first tribe. So it's not like the first tribal council. So it's not like he was like giving him something that he could use against him later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. With the four strong that we originally had before Alan went off his rocker, I mean, clearly they stuck together at the end, regardless of Alan. If you guys had been the cowboy, JP, Ashley, would you guys have stuck with Alan, or would you have said, hey, he's going too far? I mean, it is very early, and he's clearly got a lot of muscle, and so he's going to help them. But as Ashley said, you can't trust him, really.
Well, here's my thing about Alan. I feel like he is a loose cannon, and I can't think of the name of the player last season who had similar traits, but they voted him out pretty fast because of that reason.
Right.
And I don't necessarily agree of keeping somebody around like that, because it doesn't, it's just going to backfire on you.
Well, I almost disagree in the sense that I agree that he's a loose cannon, but I think if you're in that foursome and you see that he's a loose cannon, and the foursome that you're with or the group can see that, you've almost kind of got an extra out by recognizing that if you guys have to go back to tribal, now Alan's gone. Because you've essentially, by eliminating one of the mothers, you've kind of gotten rid of one small alliance that could have created like a mother one.
Sure.
And now you are going to be in a dominant position if you recognize, okay, if I make an alliance with the other four, not or the other three, and not including Alan, Alan's kind of going to be the minority person in the tribe, and now you have something to kind of fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, as opposed to having, let's say you vote out Alan, now you have a stronger tribe as far as you might be closer to the block. So to almost save yourself in the game, you kind of have Alan as that guy you would throw out, is the way I would look at
it. No, it's a good point. And Davey pointed out something in the chat about, you know, keeping Alan around because he's physical.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that aspect of Survivor because I'm like, if he was so strong and that's why you kept him around, mm-hmm. then maybe you would have won the immunity challenge and wouldn't have been in the at Tribal Council. They do this every season. They pick the strongest players and they're like, oh, we don't want to get this person out because they're strong. We need strong players to win. But then if you're at Tribal, you're not winning anyway. So
and
what's
also,
the point?
Yeah, we want to keep these people because they're strong. And then also, like, the next week you end up merging or the tribe switch, and then it never really ends up playing out the way that we think it's going to play out.
And we've learned from countless seasons of Survivor that being strong isn't just about being physically strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can be strong in a lot of other ways.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of immunity, we had the three table mazes, and then they had to maneuver the balls. They got the person that got there first got to pick. I had heard something before that one of the, like, someone's 14-year-old daughter, like, thought of this challenge, and then they executed it, which, I don't know, I thought that was kind of cool that a young girl thought of this.
I always love how they come up with the challenges.
Yeah, yeah. So we see that Healers gets first, and they got first.
Sorry, taking a step back. Jeff did mention that the tie votes are back in at Tribals this season.
Yes.
Just wanted to point that out for anybody who missed it, because mm-hmm. it was very, very quick.
Right.
He's like, oh, by the way, tie votes are back in.
By the way, done. Okay. Yep. So we didn't really get any information on that. I mean, how do you guys feel that tie votes are back in?
I honestly do not remember how they were played last season.
Yeah.
Like, were there any ties? Oh, God, you guys are going to murder me in the chat. Were there any ties last season?
Well, there was that one where the girl went home because of...
But then who pit?
Yeah.
Do they re-vote and then those two can't vote?
I don't know. The tie votes, I mean, I guess we'll find out more about this as we go, but...
Yeah. Maybe he didn't want to give too much because they're going to put a twist on
it.
I don't know.
I mean, nobody was really asking questions. They were trying to get into the challenge. Yeah. But, I mean, it seems like everybody was working together pretty well as far as we were concerned. And so the Healers won the boat challenge number one, and then they won this number one. So clearly the Healers are working together great as a team. We saw right when they got on the beach, they had great chemistry. So I think that they're going to be a very, very good tribe up until however long they last.
So far, they've obviously been the dominant tribe, but mm-hmm. it is one episode, so we'll have to see.
Absolutely. So it's a morale boost for them for sure.
Would you say, I mean, they obviously were the mm-hmm. dominant tribe tonight's episode to start the season, but if you were going to pick a winner of the game,
mm-hmm.
and I know it's super early.
So early.
What tribe would you pick it from? You know, do you see one of the tribes as being the one you think the winner is going to come? You think the winner will come from the Healers?
I actually I put a couple stars next to some people that I thought were going to be great, and three of my stars are on the Healers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, maybe I should have done that because I think
it's hard to think about it after we don't know them yet.
Early
it's,
prediction, it's I think early. One yeah. of them is going to come from Hustlers
mm-hmm.
just because of their mindsets and being able to adapt. Very quickly.
I wish we could have one from each in the final three.
Oh, that would be
cool. That'd be great.
That would be cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, but with the trays of the balls that they were maneuvering, whoever got there first got the first choice, and then whoever got there second got the second choice, and the third people ended up with the shittiest one, basically. Excuse my French. But it's funny because the Healers got the worst one, and then they...
One.
Beat them, yeah. And I mean, through those tables, was that one clearly the hardest, or maybe was it easier?
I think
it looked.
And Jeff said it. He said the Heroes picked the traditional maze. I feel like that nobody wanted to go with the rail maze because they were unfamiliar with it, and mm-hmm. unfamiliarity scares people.
Yeah.
So they just didn't want to go with the rail maze because it scared them.
Well, I feel like it was because it was so like just down the middle that clearly you could fall off anyway. But the other ones, you know, like you said, it was familiar. But maybe there was something too. That one that they got. Or maybe they're just better than everybody else.
Before they chose their maze, by the way, I really enjoyed the start of the competition where they have to get into the, like, the go-kart thing and this ride on the roller coaster.
And plow through this big palisade.
Yeah, what was that?
That looks so fun.
It did look fun.
I kind of want to just do that, over and over for a while until I throw up.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, where's Mike? He's riding the go-kart again. Mike, come on.
Yeah, go
be a... That would be a bad teammate there because I just want, let's do it again.
Go be a PA on Survivor and then you can, like, do all the challenges, which would be a good time. I mean, but, yeah, so that was... And then we see Chrissy pukes and she's basically... deemed the weakest link at this point. But nothing else too much in Immunity. And I mean, then we go back and we see the whole Alan thing blow up, which we already saw, which we already talked about. He says he's going to blow everything up, which he did. So, I mean, I guess, was there, if you were, I mean, we already talked about if there was anything, if you were on the tribe that you would have done differently, and you said that there was. But I mean, I don't know. What are your guys' other thoughts about how the rest of this played out?
I just did not like how the Power Four, I guess we can call them, the Four Alliance, whatever. We'll get a nickname to them later.
Core Four.
Grouped Core Four. That's a good one. Grouped Katrina and Chrissy into this mom tribe, especially, like you said, Chrissy being an Olympian.
Yeah.
That just takes away so much of both of these women's abilities to survive. And I didn't like that. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, yeah. if that's your thought process, then it looks like Chrissy made a huge mistake by not saving Katrina.
Yeah, but then I look at it and I go, that would have just put a target, a bigger target on Chrissy's back.
Like, absolutely.
After she saved Katrina, if she had saved Katrina,
Ashley would have been...
Then they all would have went after both of them. Like, 100%. You clearly know where your tribe wants to go. You clearly know that your tribe wants to get her out. So why go against your tribe?
Oh, and it was way too early for her to get out, Katrina. Regardless of the bond they made in the last 3 days, there would be absolutely no reason for Chrissy to vote for or to pull Katrina back.
Okay, yeah. So you think she made the smart play. And tell us what you guys think out there. You think it was smart for Chrissy not to use the idol?
Yes. Agreed, yeah. Because then what if she brought Katrina back and then they had to re-vote? Then they probably would have just voted for Chrissy. So Chrissy probably
would have
gone.
Well, they wouldn't have re-voted. Ashley would have gone home.
Ashley would have been gone.
Because she had one vote.
So, which is why I asked. That because that's if right. that's the case, then you have a tribe that no longer has Ashley, no longer has the potential for a JP Ashley thing.
So then it's you have the two women and the three other people, and Alan is already a loose cannon. So exactly. He could have easily came over to the girls.
And especially with the moms and their wisdom and a little bit of your advice and being a little bit older and seeing a lot more, they may have been able to control things a little bit more. So it'd be interesting to see how it kind of plays out for Chrissy's game.
Yes.
Because if she just gets eliminated next because she's kind of by herself and didn't...
This is why we love Mike and I love having him around, because I totally missed that. And somebody earlier in the chat said, I guess you guys were pointing at me because I said I love this twist. because I thought it was amazing. And if she would have thought like a smart Survivor player, that could have turned the whole game around. And that is why I thought that was amazing.
I think, Mike, the thing that you just pointed out is true and right, actually. But, like, it's funny because if I was Chrissy, I wouldn't have thought of that. And I would have just been like, oh, I definitely can't keep Katrina because I look like I'm on the bottom. But she knew that those people were a core four, and they still are. But Alan could have potentially came over to them had she gotten Ashley out. And Alan didn't like JP to begin with.
And if we're talking about gameplay, she could literally, if she got to the end, could have used that. She's like, she could have easily been like to the jury. Like, I started this off with a bang. Like, I pulled Katrina back. I got one of the power couples, the strongest people off.
She would have had Katrina in her pocket no matter what.
Yes.
Right. That's the other thing.
So it'll be interesting. It may have been the wrong play. It may have been the right play. We'll have to see how it plays out, but it'll be interesting nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody say anything about how they felt about that? Keep it going. We'll continue, but I just want to see if anybody thinks that she made the right decision or the wrong decision.
Yeah, you guys got to let us know when you're watching this in the chat. What do you think about Chrissy's decision to not use the idol advantage or the advantage that she was gifted from Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we already said that we clearly don't know these people very well based on what we've researched beforehand or what we've seen tonight. But if you had to pick one person on each tribe to be in the final three, who would it be?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. So, from the heroes, I would honestly pick Ashley. I do think that everybody on their team is targeting her because she is a strong player. Mm-hmm. So I would go with her. She doesn't seem like a douche, so that's another positive. Mm-hmm. From healers, I would probably go with, I don't know. Mike, help me out.
I would say you go with Mike. He's a sex doctor.
Yeah.
And he has the same name as you.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're a little bit biased.
Here. I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I think I would maybe go with, I think on the Heroes tribe, it's so up in the air because everybody's kind of crazy against each other now. So I'm going to go with Ben because he was kind of like, hey, I'm going wherever you guys need me to. He's kind of laying a little low, but he's strong and he's a Marine.
So I think that the heroes tribe, Ben is a great choice. He's a Marine. He knows how to be outdoor survivor type instincts. But I also like JP a lot.
Yeah.
He's a firefighter, and the way he handled Alan coming at him crazy, he, I mean, not that he was willing to just drop his pants and show him, like, this is how serious I am, but he was also kind of the voice of calm, even during it, and not engaging in that type of craziness, but saying, let's keep it calm, sort of, and try to move past this as opposed to getting involved in huge drama.
Yeah, no, that's a great point.
I love how JP handled that entire situation. The reason why I picked Ashley was because she was the one that was initially like, who do we want to work with? She was ready to play. She was like, I want you, 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 and I think we should have him.
But speaking of, she was a little, she went a little more emotional when he was asking them to strip and he was accusing them. She was more in her head about it, whereas JP handled it very composed.
Right, and I think just over the long term of the game, I think some of the instincts that JP showed, plus he's already got the firefighter thing, so he's got a lot of knowledge and experience in this type of stuff is going to help him. And so I think JP is a good choice.
I kind of wish Ashley would have maybe even gone home tonight so JP didn't get linked with her, you know? It's because it's kind of like they have that stigma now.
Well, we're going to have to see exactly in the next one. Because if JP doesn't try to lose that or not or whatnot, then they're definitely going to be stuck.
Or maybe now Alan will be like, hey, I totally trust you guys
100%. Yeah.
And maybe then they'll go back at him for what he did.
Yeah. From the Hustlers tribe, I would have to pick Allie.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I really like Ryan. I like where his head is. I like his thought process. I think he's a great character for the show.
Yeah.
But in terms of winning right now, I think Allie could have it in the bag. And like I said, guys, this is so early. We're just literally throwing names out. I just like her. A, I think she's gorgeous. B, she literally is a personal assistant and can do multiple things. Mm-hmm. She seems to be very smart. Mm-hmm. I should have probably said smart before beautiful, but I just can't get over how good she looks. She's gorgeous.
With Ryan, like, it's funny because I feel like he's just kind of that character that, like, is the underdog and is so skinny.
He's like the Cochran.
And is so and is just, like, so funny, like a David, you know? And then, like he's just going to rise to the top and rise to the top and rise to the top. So, like, I mean, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Good for him. I don't know. I just kind of, like, have been seeing that character so often in every season, and I'm kind of just, like,
I'm actually really glad that you brought that up because you are right. Every time we have an underdog in the season, people tend to root for them.
To the end every time.
Right. Would you guys prefer for somebody to root for somebody who has the looks like Cole or Devin or, you know, JP and LeBron? Like, nobody ever really roots for those people.
And those people rarely ever get to the end. If not, they rarely ever win because it's like they come in with this thing. Oh, Cole's never going to win. He's way too good looking or this or that. And it's kind of like that underdog always makes it. Like, I love a good underdog story. But I also want to we have this discussion every time about how it is on the, like, gathering and hunting and all that versus the physical strength versus the gameplay. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say right now.
I know what I'm trying to say, not to cut you off, but our group chat is mainly saying that they like Ryan and Devin for the most part. There was one Allie shout out there, so I think you guys kind of...
I like Devin.
Can I throw out mine?
Yeah, go, yeah.
I don't know if you know, but there's Simone. She's in the competition. And I'm just going to take the lottery pick, the wild card, which we don't know about. So she was quiet. She made it past the first week.
All right.
I'm in on Simone.
Okay, she's quiet under the radar.
Then are you picking Desi? Okay, are you picking Desi too then from Mueller?
No, I can only go one.
Okay, all right. That's it. Huh?
Yeah.
Who would your guys' picks be? We see a lot Devin, Mike, JP, Cole, Ben, Allie, lots of different ones. It's not like everybody has the same person. A lot of people do have Mike, though.
Yeah. And I just have to shout out James Mirror Domains because he said that Alan was really paranoid, and I totally agree.
Yeah, I would like to see. I do like Mike, though. I think that he'd be a good one to be to the end. He's a character, too, but like he's more of. It's kind of like a less forced character, I guess. I don't know.
I like Mike. I don't think he's going to make it that far. Same thing. Not to put a pin in the bubble.
I know.
But I think that also Ryan, I think he's got that underdog sleeper Cochran thing, but I don't think he's going to make it that far.
Yeah. I just feel like we have to know these people more because not only is it who we want to go to the end, but then at the same time, it's like, who do you want to take that you know you can beat?
Right.
Exactly. And I don't see any weak points for these people right now.
Yeah, not yet.
And I just want to point out really quick that, you know, we talked about what's Alan saying, you know, he doesn't want to, like, I totally lost my train of thought.
Come off crazy.
But Chrissy had said something in her interviews where she said she didn't want to tell people that she was a financial analyst.
Okay.
Because she didn't want them to think that she made too much money, so she doesn't need it, so she wouldn't win in the end.
Yes.
What did you guys think about that?
Like, you're saying...
About, like, players, like, trying to have, like, change who they are.
Like how Brett didn't tell anybody that he was a police officer.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I think that sometimes you do have to be careful when going on a Survivor because people do automatically have those thoughts.
Yeah. Perception is 90% reality. Yeah, we learned that tonight.
We learned that tonight, and it's true. But then you could say the same for Mike. He's a doctor. I'm sure he makes a ton of money. Being a urologist, that's something that not a ton of people...
That's actually funny because urology is like one of the top three of the highest paid...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Second to like cardio...
Also, Alan was an NFL player. So he has a ton of money. I mean, so it's kind of like, I feel like especially in this, they are put in these categories based off 100% of their profession. So it's kind of like, I mean, you can lie, obviously, but are you really going to? It's going to come out at some point.
And then at the same time, if we're playing that game, then I feel like any of the hustlers couldn't throw that argument out there at jury. Like, I'm a hustler. I don't really have money.
Yeah. Like we saw, Devin said, I'm a surf instructor. I don't make any money, but I barely pay the rent.
Right.
But sometimes it could all be wrong too, because you can be a hero, but that doesn't mean you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can be a hustler, but you could have a lot of money. I mean, once you're their personal assistant to someone super famous, you might be a hustler to get that job and so forth, but you could also be a lot of money. So I think it depends the people that you're with, and you have to decide for yourself how you're going to play that. Cause I think you could go both ways and be right. And be wrong either way, too.
Yeah.
Like, depending on who you're with, you might want to be honest with them, or you may want to not necessarily be totally honest, you know, but play it not as strongly.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, we didn't see a lot of the conversation back at camp in between challenges and whatnot, but I wonder, like, we didn't really see them talking about their professions to each other, so I wonder if Chrissy did tell them that she was an actuary, or if she didn't. I don't know. Yeah. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I was actually really surprised that this wasn't a 2-hour.
I was too.
Because you mentioned that we didn't really see a lot of dialogue between challenges, and it was just an hour premiere, and I thought it was going to be 2 hours.
I did too. I like checked it right before we came. I was like, oh no, did we mess up the time? But yeah, I mean, we're running out of time, so we're going to start closing it up. But Mike, you were going to tell our viewers what we're going to do with the... with the draft.
Right, of course. Some of you guys have asked us for past seasons about the fantasy draft, so we are going to wait one more week until there are 16 competitors, and then Dom is back. There's four of us, so we'll each pick four people once one more is eliminated. It makes it easy. We'll have four, and if you guys want to get involved, you guys can get involved, too, in that fantasy draft by following along with our picks.
And definitely tweet at us and let us know who your four picks are out of the remaining 16.
And in fact, there's another week before we choose, so if you want to give me some advice, because...
Private message me so that I know who your picks are. Okay.
Can we please talk about how this is my first fantasy draft? So I think I need all the help that I can get. So direct message me, you guys.
Sales pitch is going on strong.
I don't know. Basically, pick your favorite panelist and give it. So we'll compare later and see what happens.
Who's got the most DMs?
Right. Speaking of social media, I guess, where can they find you guys for when they are sending these DMs out to you?
You guys, we are so honored to be back. I'm so excited to be back with everybody. I am Timothy Michael again. You can reach me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. Again, if you want to tell me fantasy picks and help me out, at I Am Timothy Mike.
Thank you guys again for joining us for the season premiere. It's always great to chat with you all. You can find me on social media at Mike Rips. My name is Michael Rippey. And just quickly for my prediction for we're going to find out who Simone is a little bit more. I'm just hoping that Joe picks his pants up for his own sake. And those are my predictions.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I am Paige Bonanno. You guys, thank you so much for joining us for our first episode of Survivor Season 35. Thanks for everybody that joined in the live chat. Make sure you guys all give us a like, subscribe, comment, let us know how we're doing and how we can make it better for you guys. Like I said, I'm Paige Bonanno, and you guys can follow me on social media at Paige Bonanno. Thanks so much for joining tonight.
See you next week.
Have a good one, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.